Stakeholders in Florida's citrus industry perhaps feel their efforts to battle the devastating citrus greening disease is best described by Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
You all have been in war for over 10 years.
The secretary paid a recent visit to the Sunshine State to meet with citrus growers, industry members, and researchers, and learn more about control and research efforts against Huanglongbing, the bacteria that first attacked citrus fruit before eventually killing the tree itself. Over the last decade, citrus greening has been responsible for a 70% reduction in Florida's citrus harvest. Secretary Perdue acknowledged the importance of research partnership efforts in the fight against this disease.
The combination of these researchers, both land grant, NIFA, ARS, and others, in a combination with a dedicated grower, packer, handling, rootstock community, we're going to whip this thing.
The secretary's optimism mirrors what he sees as a similar, positive approach by partners in the fight against Huanglongbing, especially in the research realm. He mentioned some of the studies currently underway, ranging from short-term solutions such as reducing transmission of the bacteria and creating pathways for treatments in citrus trees.
Where they're therapeutic, small molecules with antimicrobials.
To potential long-term answers, including bactericides specifically designed to address citrus greening, to use of genetics to create HLB-resistant rootstock, which the secretary believes can be developed in a matter of years, not decades.
With the bioengineering and genetic engineering that we have today and the speed with which that can be done, I think we can get that rootstock done quicker than that.
In regards to ongoing research of citrus greening and its prevention, Secretary Perdue asked Florida citrus stakeholders
how the USDA can facilitate, expedite the solutions that need to happen, both short-term and long-term, in that way.
Knowing research results that can control citrus greening will benefit both Florida and U.S. citrus growers and processors threatened by this disease. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.